Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. And I hope you'll be able to stick with us. And, of course, following here is going to be Pastor Andy Rusnacko. And always a good message that you can look forward to at 2 o'clock. He'll be on from 2 till 2:30. Not quite that long. But it's good to be with you here today. We're going to open up with a word of prayer, and we'll get into a few things here this afternoon. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for another opportunity to be on the air here today. Bless the program today. Use it for your glory. Help us to be a witness and testimony to those around us in some way, Lord. And we just pray that we could be a blessing to somebody listening to the program today. Help us point people to Christ. And we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as I said, I'm Pastor Al Davis, host of, not only the host of the program here, and we're also here every Sunday night from 11 o'clock until midnight. That's every Sunday night for a whole hour, and we'll be with you until 2 o'clock here today. You can go online. You can find us at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com, and there's some information about the programs and different things there. Also, past programs, you can find them there as a podcast, an MP3 file that you can listen to, at livewithpastoral.com. And you can also link to our Facebook page, Live with Pastor Al, as well. And there's also a link to our home church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, where I'm the pastor, and certainly invite you to visit us there if you're looking for a church, if you're in the area, you're looking for a church that preaches the Word of God and also tries to talk about what's happening in the world around us. We may be the type of church you're looking for. We're a small church located in Richfield, Ohio, northern Summit County, almost exactly midway between Akron and Cleveland, right off I-77, right where the Ohio Turnpike is. And so we'd love to have you visit. Our street address is 5171 Brecksville Road. We meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. That's the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road. And if you'd like to check us out, you can even visit our Bible study tonight. We have an informal Bible study tonight, 7 o'clock till 9. People bring the questions. We have some refreshments, and we just have a good time of fellowship. And whatever questions people bring, we follow them. And have a good time in the Lord. And if you're exploring the Word of God, so if you're interested in something like that, you know, come out and visit us tonight. That's at 7 o'clock till 9 o'clock at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, 5171 Brecksville Road, Richfield, Ohio, northern Summit County, midway between Akron and Cleveland, right off Interstate 77, where the Ohio Turnpike entrance is. And we'd love to see you there. We'll have more information about that coming up a little bit later on in the program. Also going to touch on some things here today, and a reminder, too, we are a live program. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call here today. Our toll-free number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and we'd love to have you join us on the program here today with your question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. I also wanted to make mention of a couple of things here that we've got going on. And let me see if I can get this here before I forget what I'm doing here today. But I want to mention that coming up here, and let me get the exact dates here, October 6th, I believe it is, and we'll get that corrected here in just a moment if need be. Franklin Graham is going to be down in Columbus, Ohio, with a prayer conference, and this is going all over the nation right now, and we were asked to play a clip, so we're going to take a listen to this right here.
The Decision America Tour with Franklin Graham.
I'm traveling to all 50 states to hold prayer rallies. Ohio, we're asking Christians across this great state to live out their faith at home, in public, and at the ballot box. And I'm going to be sharing the gospel.
The Decision America Tour.
I hope you'll join me at your capital in Columbus on Thursday, October the 6th, and take a stand.
The rally begins at 12 noon at the State Capitol Building. All the details, including how you and your church can be involved, are at decisionamericatour.com.
All right, and if you're interested in that, you can certainly go online. We'll have some more information there available with that. Or you can also go to the website for Ohio Christian Alliance, and I believe that is ohioca.org. That's ohioca.org. And again, certainly think about our nation, our country, and the things that are happening. Have you been watching the news lately? Of course, there's certainly a lot going on, and you know, just it seems negative all the time. Whenever you pick up the newspaper, or you listen to the news on the radio or the TV, and you see riots and terrorist attacks and all of these things, and it can get kind of overwhelming at times. But there's a verse that I want to just share with you here, and it's a reassuring verse. This is a tremendously reassuring verse. It's Romans chapter 8, verse number 31, where the Bible says, "What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" That's Romans 8, 31. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? And if you just think about that, God's for us. If you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, God is for us. And so who can be against us? When we see these things, they get overwhelming. But remember, if you know Christ as your Savior, God is for us, and He's got a plan. He's got a purpose, and you don't need to be overwhelmed with these things. Well, as I said, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. You can give us a call toll-free, 888-677-9673. We've got Nancy from Euclid calling in this afternoon. Nancy, welcome to the program today.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Al. You might recall me mentioning on Facebook that I was delivered from a very serious accident July 7th.
Yes, I remember that. Hit me.
Yeah, and totaled my car, but I was totally okay, not even a scratch or a bruise. And I was discussing this with several people, and this very knowledgeable lady who knows the Bible well said that, because I said, maybe it was guardian angels. And she said, well, I got a good verse for you, Psalm 34:7, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about those that fear him and delivereth them. I think I got it right. And but then my esteemed pastor, you know who he is, said, well, that's referring to the pre-incarnate Christ. And then just a couple weeks ago, I heard J. Vernon McGee talk about that phrase, the angel of the Lord is the pre-incarnate Christ. So what I want to know is, does that Bible verse, could that possibly apply to me being delivered by either Jesus or an angel? Because, you know, pre-incarnate Christ, I mean, Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I mean, he's like, he never ends, so a pre-incarnate Christ, I just don't know if that would apply to him protecting me from being killed or injured, if you could
talk about that. And that verse is Psalm 34, verse 7 that you mentioned, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. The angel of the Lord, often, you know, most times that you encounter that in the Old Testament, it's like your pastor said, it is a reference to the pre-incarnate Christ. The technical term is a theophany, if you want to impress people, or you need a good Scrabble word, but okay. I haven't people play Scrabble much anymore, but theophany, that's where God, remember, we serve one God, we worship one God, we believe in one God. The Bible teaches that there's one God, but he exists in the person of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and he's and that we refer to that as the Trinity or the Godhead. And of course, when we look at the Godhead, it's God the Son that we see manifesting himself in the world, and the angel of the Lord would be a manifestation of God the Son in the world in various manners. And when you see mm-hmm. that, or you know, them that fear him, that's those that follow him. He is camped yes. round about us. And if mm-hmm. you look at Hebrews chapter 13, in Hebrews chapter 13, there was a verse that I was thinking of while you were talking about that. And let's see here. It says here in Hebrews chapter 13, let all your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have, for he saith, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And mm-hmm. That's an important verse, because we know that God is always with us, and uh-huh. certainly he's uh-huh. always around us. He's in us as a believer. You know, the Holy Spirit of God is within you as a believer. You become, mm-hmm. you know, the temple or the dwelling place of the yes. Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of verses that you can look at. Let me just pulling up a couple of them here in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6 says, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And then
perfect.
Yeah, and then again over here in Joshua chapter 1, verse 5, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses. This is God reassuring Joshua here. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And when you look at these types of comments, this is God saying that he's going to be with his people, with his servants. Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. you know, just a few minutes ago, toward the beginning of the program, I referenced Romans chapter 8. And, of course, not knowing what you were going to call about, Romans chapter 8, verse 31, where it said, what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? And, you know, we do have the idea of angels as ministering spirits to the heirs of salvation mm-hmm, in Hebrews mm-hmm. chapter 1. And that's one of the areas where we get the idea of guardian angels. But God himself is with us and guarding round about us, and he'll never leave us nor forsake us. I was just thumbing through looking for a couple of more verses that might pertain to this. Here's another good one. When God was speaking to Abraham, I believe it was mm-hmm. here in Genesis 28, verse 15, he says, and behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And so God is with thee as long as we're here, and there's a purpose for us. God is with us, and he is not going to forsake us. He is not going mm-hmm. to abandon us. He's always going to be mm-hmm. there to protect us. Here's another good one. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And those are great verses when you think about it, you know, because these are encouraging. God is with us. He's strengthening us. He's watching over us. He's not forsaking us. And when mm-hmm. we see that, it's encouraging. And then when we tie that in, of course, with the New Testament, you know, in the time in which we live today, the mm-hmm. dispensation of grace, where we have, you know, Christ in us through the Spirit of God, we have God mm-hmm. in us, and mm-hmm. we know that he's not going to leave us. He's not going to abandon us. We're sealed until the day of redemption, when we're caught up to be with the Lord. And this makes some of these Old Testament statements that we've been reading even stronger for us today as Christians. Here's one I was trying to think of, and I found it while I was talking here. Isaiah chapter 43, the first two verses here, it says this, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Now, that's, of course, addressed to the Jewish people as a nation, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, but we mm-hmm. can apply what he says here in verse 2 to us as believers also today, he says this in verse 2, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. And, you know, and this is a promise to the nation of Israel, of course, and it was fulfilled. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know that was fulfilled and still has some application for yet future events. But think about this as a believer. I remember when my wife and I were down in the Samoan Islands as missionaries. We planted a church in America and Samoa, and we used to listen on shortwave radio to, Trans World Radio it was either out of New Zealand or out of Fiji, one of the two. And there was a particular program. It was had Christian programming that they broadcast. And there was a guy that was on. He was talking about a terrible, one of the worst losses of life and worst crashes involving some jets lined up on the runway at an airport. And I want to say it was the Canary Islands or Cape Verde, something like that, off the coast of Africa. And because of inclement weather, they had parked some of these aircraft that had landed there out along the tarmac. And I guess somebody came in, they went the wrong way or something, and they collided and sent several jets colliding into each other on the runway. And these jets burst in flames and a lot of people were killed. It was a terrible event. This guy that was giving his testimony was a survivor. And in his testimony, he said he was trapped in the airplane. He was trying to get his seatbelt undone. The fire was coming up through the cabin of the aircraft. I saw something somewhere that is talking about aircraft fires. If you don't get out within like about the first 3 to 5 minutes, you know, when there's something like that, you probably won't. And he saw the flames coming through. He said the person sitting on next to him died. The person sitting behind him died. He was on the aisle, I guess. The person across the aisle from him died. The person in front of him died. And he was praying as the fire was coming through, and he was asking God to save him, to protect him. And he said all that he could think of, it came to mind, was Isaiah 43:2. And he said, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the waves they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Especially that last half about the fire, and neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. He said that just fixed in his mind that phrase, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. He said he was praying. Mm-hmm. He said all of a sudden he realized his seatbelt was undone, and he was standing on his feet in the aisle. He saw a hole in the fuselage. He jumped up. I guess his biggest injuries, he cut his hands on the metal as he pulled himself through the hole. He says, I don't know how I got through there. He says, the next thing I knew, I was on the wing, and he dropped down to the tarmac, and he broke his ankles when he landed on the tarmac. Mm-hmm. And he still was able to get up and hurry away from the airplane across the pavement there. And he actually, when he was found by somebody away from the aircraft, they didn't at first believe that he was on the airplane. And all he could think of, and it was such a tremendous testimony, all he could think of was this verse, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. And
you said it was Isaiah 43:2?
Isaiah 43:2. And that's a verse that God gave him during that experience. And he believes that an angel, you know, a guardian angel probably boosted him up through that hole and got him out and helped him get away from the aircraft. But, you know, we see this, and God moves, and he uses scriptures. And like I said, Isaiah 43 verse 1 and 2 there, primary is for the Jewish people as a nation. But, you know, there's a secondary application to us as believers, and that guy's testimony was a perfect example of that, how God protected him. gave mm-hmm. him the word of God, brought things to his memory to comfort him and mm-hmm. give him peace of heart in the midst of the situation, and then obviously delivered him from the aircraft when everybody around him burned in the fire and died. That's one of the reasons I guess if I remember correctly, they had actually had to check his name against the passenger records before they really believed that he was in the aircraft.
Mm-hmm. Well, people did not believe that I was not paralyzed or killed or something, because when they saw my car, when the semi hit me from behind mm-hmm. and knocked the wheel off and I was spinning around in rush hour traffic, I mean, I could see all these cars around me, and then miraculously I was delivered over into the median with tall grass. All these people came rushing over and they said, "Don't move. Are you alive?" And they said, we expect you to be paralyzed. I mean, they could not even believe that I didn't have a scratch or a bruise.
It's amazing, huh?
Gave all the glory to God. I was witnessing to everybody, the police, and these, 911 people, and they didn't believe. They wouldn't let me get out of the car. They said, "Oh, no, don't move, don't move."
Yeah, yeah.
But God just miraculously delivered me from death, not only from death, but any injury at all. And I just give all the glory to God, and it gives me more zeal to, witness more for him. But that is so exciting about that man that you described in that airplane. I don't remember hearing that. That is amazing.
Yeah, like I said, we heard it when we were down in the South Pacific on Trans World Radio.
That's right.
Yeah, and when you look at this, Hebrews chapter 1 and verse number 14, he's talking about angels here, and he says, "Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall mm-hmm. be heirs mm-hmm. of salvation?" And you hear this time and time again, where, a missionary or somebody, and not necessarily a missionary or pastor, but you hear missionaries oftentimes tell stories where somebody has mm-hmm. appeared. We had a missionary at our church one time. He was giving testimony about being somewhere in a remote area of Africa, and their car broke down. It was a particular part that they needed, and they needed a particular mm-hmm. tool to mm-hmm. put that on. And he said some guy was walking along the road, and he had a plastic bag like you would get at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. And he stopped, and they were looking at, they're trying to figure out, because they thought they were going to have to spend the night out here, and it was kind of a dangerous area. And he stopped, mm-hmm. and he said, "Oh, what's the problem?" And they talked about his car being broke down. And he said, "Well, let me take a look here." And he looks, and he goes, "You know what? Let me look in my bag here." And he opened his bag up. He goes, "I think I have what you need." And he opened his bag up, and he had the exact part. And he had the right tool to put it on. And after they put it on, he said, "Well, try starting it." The car started up, and they went out to thank him, because he was up in, front where the hood was open. They went out to thank mm-hmm. him, and he wasn't there.
And
there was nobody up and down the road. And they really believed that an angel had been dispatched to help them to get out of that area so that they could get safely to where they were headed to that night. And, stories like
so
that
exciting.
Happen often. You'll hear stories. I remember there was a story one time I heard many years ago. I believe it was at Texas A&M University. They had a guy on campus who was attacking women. They didn't know who he was, but they were encouraging women not to be out after dark alone going across campus. And this one particular woman who was a Christian was at the library, and it got late and there was nobody to go with her. And she had to go, and she prayed, and she got back. And as she was going, she saw some guy, and he looked at her, but then he abruptly turned and left. And she got back, and the next morning, her friends were all worried about her, and they said somebody had been attacked on campus about the time that she came back from the library in the same general location. And when they asked why, they found it was the guy that she had seen. And when they did not, they asked him why he didn't attack the one girl, and she said, "Well, are you kidding? With that big guy that was walking alongside her, I'd have been foolish."
Really?
And so we don't always know what God does, whether it's through his direct divine protection as the angel of the Lord, as God with us. That's why we use the phrase, "God be with you." In fact, the phrase good or the word goodbye is a contraction from that. It's derived from that phrase, God be with you. And you want God to protect and watch over people as they go. And that's why we should pray for loved ones and to pray for each other, that God would protect us and watch over us. And God often does it through the presence of angels that he sends to help us. Hey, we're out of time. I want to thank you for the call, Nancy, and I want to thank everybody for listening. Join us next time. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.